Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. This is Deepthi Powdel and today I bring you the Print's report of Munif Khan on designer accessories, jacuzzi and more. Vigilance reports detail Rs. 52 crore renovation of Kejriwal residence. Designer accessories and fittings worth Rs. 48 lakh, artistic and ornamental work amounting to Rs. 5 crore, marble work worth Rs. 2.4 crore, sauna bath and jacuzzis worth Rs. 20 lakh and over a crore worth of fancy modules. Kitchen. These are the items put in at Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's office residence and camp office during a renovation undertaken in 2020, the Delhi Vigilance Department has found. Even as the COVID pandemic hit in 2020, the Delhi government allegedly spent Rs. 52.71 crore to renovate CM Kejriwal's official residence and camp office at 6 Flagstaff Road, according to a Vigilance Department report to LG VK Saxena. The Print has assessed a copy of the report. According to the 12th May report, signed by YVVZ Rajasekhar, Special Secretary, Vigilance, the total cost of renovating the CM's house stood at Rs. 33.4 9 crore, while that for the camp office stood at Rs. 19.22 crore. The report adds that several rules were flouted and approvals were not sought while executing the project. The report comes after the LG took cognizance of media reports on renovation of the CM's official residence and directed the Chief Secretary, Naresh Kumar, in late April to submit a report on the alleged irregularities in 15 days. According to the report, there were irregularities in felling and transplantation of trees by the Delhi Government Public Work Department PWD. Further, it also notes that sanctions were not taken for the building plan of such construction, addition, alteration activities despite the PWD's building committee being in place to act as the local body. It says that the two revised drawings regarding the interior design were done by Bobby Mukherjee and Associates, whose appointment was not formally done as per records provided by the PWD. According to the report, major changes were made in the drawings of the interior submitted by the consultants based on the requirement of Honorable CM Madam, which may have resulted in deviation in the total work done amount and sanctioned amount of the work. The Print reached Special Secretary Rajasekhar repeatedly over phone and WhatsApp messages for comment but received no response till the time of publication of this report. The report will be updated once a response is received. An Aam Aadmi Party spokesperson told the Print Thursday that it's unfortunate that the Bharatiya Janata Party in power at the center, after failing in all its attempt to maling the image of CM over the past 9 years, is now targeting the latter's residence. There is nothing in the report to say any crime was committed. This is the first time an official CM residence complex was created in Delhi, compromising the CM's residence, official secretariat, auditorium, staff quarters, etc. The BJP should focus its energies on investigating the Adani's scam, the spokesperson said, referring to the American short seller Hindenburg Research report alleging corporate malpractice, stock price manipulation and a fraud by the Adani group. The CM's popularity is spreading fast across the country and Modiji is scared of it. That's why Modiji had unleashed all agencies against Kejriwal's. Modiji has not been able to find irregularities of a single penny so far. The spokesperson added, the Bharatiya Janata Party's Delhi unit hits back, however, with spokesperson Pravin Sankar Kapoor telling the Print Thursday that this report confirms the earlier statement made by the party on the irregularities. It is shameful to note that Delhi Chief Minister Bungalow is a case of illegal construction. It is a case of reconstruction in disguise of renovation work order. Irregularities in tree cutting relocation. According to the Vigilance Department report, permission for tree felling or transplantation was obtained on 5 occasions. This, it highlighted, was done for less than 10 years on each occasion. As for any number higher than that, the higher authority's nod would be required. For the trees caught on the site, 280 trees had to be planted at the DRDO complex. The report noted that of the 280 trees to be planted at the complex, only 83 trees were found to have been planted. There were 60 pits with no sign of plants there, which might have died. There is no sign of planting of the remaining 137 trees at this site. On further changes inside the house, the report notes modular kitchen, laundry and pantry were initially not taken in the scope of work, but as per a meeting held between Honorable CM Madam, Honorable PWD Minister and the consultant, it was decided to provide it in the residence. The estimated cost of this item was another 1.64 crore, says the report. So this is all we have you for today. Tune into the print for more such updates and analysis. Thank you.